The new room we enter introduces us to an original figure of the artistic history of Olot, the sculptor Ramon Amadeu. At the beginning of the 19th century, the French war shook everyday life of the Catalans and this artist, who lived in Barcelona, left the city when it was invaded by the French. He settled in Olot, a city he knew and where he had some friends, the director of the Public School of Drawing, Joan Carles Pano, and the Bolos family, who welcomed him in their home. Amadeo's artistic sojourno became an intense experience for himself and for the locals, as he exerted a real influence on the artists with their traditional and religious pieces. In fact, the nativity scene as we understand it today, with naturalistic rural images, or the religious imagery that would become the identity industry of Olot, get together in the work carried out by Ramon Amadeu in those years in Garrotxa. On the left side of the room, we should pay some attention to the panel where the temporal line that explains the history of the Centre of Artistic Education in Olot is drawn. We see there the various names that the institution was called and the names of the directors. It should be underlined how, until the end of the 20th century, when there was a need for a more technical profile, all the directors were always renowned artists. They managed to combine creativity with the management of an entity aimed at the training of young artists.